Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning, and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. Joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and welcome back. I know all the listeners are glad to hear you back as well. You know, I was so happy, last week, I guess it was, that in the Hamilton County mask mandate was lifted. People can decide what to do that they're comfortable with, which I think is great, and business owners can do the same, which I think is appropriate. And I think we've all learned a lot of valuable lessons during the pandemic, and we take life in general less for granted than we once did. It was so much fun. I think it was this past Friday we went out, wife and I went to Edley's, just people watching. And the vast majority are having fun. It was back to normal life. There's music going. And it is just such a pleasant change of pace, for the world, really. And I hope that continues. The trend continues. We talked about it either last week or the week before that Riverfront Nights is coming back to Chattanooga, as well as River Bend in October. And, I hope people will turn out to that. But as we talked about off the air, I did hear something about a Channel 9. I don't think you saw it, but a Channel 9 survey they had put out, and I haven't responded to it, but I was surprised. They were happily announcing the return of life and events to the town, and it seemed that the newscaster was very positive about this. It's a great thing, he was saying. So they wanted to put out a questionnaire. Were people going to go? Sadly, it was like 30% of people said absolutely yes. So that'd be you and me. Almost 50%, I think 47 point something, said absolutely not. They would not be attending any of these events. And then the remainder between those two were undecided. So, the newscaster honestly seemed stunned with that news and, the low numbers that said they would be going out. So I'm wondering what your comment is to that.
I'm a little surprised, but then also not. I think it will take us about 2 months, 3 months maybe, for the people who have been captured by the fear to the level of freezing their life. I think it's going to take longer for them to unfreeze that fear monster that's gotten inside of them.
Well, you're apparently correct.
And I must say that this past 2 weeks I've had numerous customers, clients walk into Nutrition World and find me because they wanted to say something, and they all had the same message. They said, I want to tell you how much I appreciated the fact that during the worst of times over this past year, you as a store made us still feel welcome.
Nice.
You did the right thing. You wore the mask, but you weren't like Nazi-like as far as attitudes. And I have said this on several occasions, and I want to say this one final time. I hope that everybody remembers that the thing that you vote with the most power is your dollar bill. And please remember the businesses who were the brave souls who stood up, did the right thing, but also did it tactfully and did it kindly toward you. When I went past Urban Stack every single time the past 9 months, and I see this massive sign, no mask, no service. Mm-hmm. It just always got under my skin because I'm going to remember the people who treated me like an escaped prisoner, and I'm going to remember people who treated me like a human being.
Let me comment on this. That's interesting. My daughter and I went to Jason's Deli, I think it was last weekend. And so we got there. One nice thing, packed. I mean, the parking lot's packed. People are out shopping already. The mask mandate was still in effect at that point. Now, I did hear a couple, as I was waiting on my daughter to get there, storming out of that place. I think they didn't have masks. They were cussing, mm-hmm. furious, and leaving. Anyway, I heard a lot of what they said, and I can't repeat the words here on the air. Daughter and I went through the line, found a table they had. They were still doing a lot of social distancing. One of the employees came to the people behind me. They weren't wearing masks, and frankly, I'm thinking, I'm wearing mine. I don't really care. I've had my COVID vaccination. I wasn't worried, and they had a bunch of small kids. And he just gently confronted them and said, I'm sorry, we do have a mask requirement. They did get angry with him. They didn't cuss him out, but they were not polite to him, and he was giving the mask out. Now, kind of like you're saying, I called him over after that because I knew you could tell he was a little shaken. I said, thank you so much for being tactful. Thank you for having masks, so you're being polite to people. You're offering to fix the problem for them. I said, you did that very well, and he was thankful. So way to go, Jason's, I think. I think they were doing a good job during this, and they had the salad bar open. I got to try it again. Yay. It made me very happy.
Yeah. So much of attitude is vitally important, how we deal with all human beings, not just with the mask mandate. But I think this has empowered a certain group of people to almost be like they're wearing badges these days.
What's going to happen to those businesses? Because there are going to be the businesses that are still, as you said, Nazi-like in enforcement of their own rules, which they're free to do, and that's their right to do it. I don't know. What do you plan to do about that if you walk in a store without your mask and they confront you, say, next week?
I will not spend my dollars at that business.
Ed will turn around and walk back out.
Absolutely. So, and you know what's going to happen is like the 47% that was in that survey that you talked about, maybe they'll be the people who will go to those businesses because that's what they desire. That's how you vote with your dollar. But I can tell you, I believe the businesses that don't become a super friendly and loosen those standards at this point are going to lose in the end, because people like you and I are going to find the businesses who are going to be open.
And people like us are going to be the people that are out there checking the businesses out, though.
I do want to say quickly, I really like Panera. They really try to do, I think, the right thing. But there's, and I may have mentioned this one other time, but there's one serving over there of food that makes me feel really bad every time I do it. And it's the broccoli chicken bowl. I did not connect the fact that I probably have eaten that particular meal about 12 times. And one day I did it and someone else ate with me and they also felt bad that night. And I started looking back on mentally, and every time my stomach hurt, I ate that particular thing. That chicken is antibiotic free, but that doesn't mean that it's been cooked right or the ingredients are correct. But I'm telling you, I still eat there, but I'm not going to eat the broccoli chicken bowl, people.
What was in it? Do you know?
It was quinoa and organic chicken and broccoli and a couple of spices. But I totally think that whatever sauces they used to make that chicken was toxic, to me.
Maybe MSG or something?
No, I don't think. I think there was some kind of fatty, unhealthy ingredient. I don't know what it was.
Interesting.
And rarely do I find a food that I was able to connect to chronic stomach aches, but that one was. And I also, my daughter did it and she got a stomach ache, and then this other person did it, got a stomach ache. So Panera, thank you for everything you do, but that particular one is not one I recommend.
You know, we tried Chipotle a while back, and they do have, you know, good thing about it, fairly fresh ingredients, well done. Bad thing, if you want something like cauliflower rice to do something a little healthier, you have to pay so much extra. It's incredible. Extra for the guac, extra for the cauliflower rice. Mm-hmm. So Chipotle, if you're listening, try to stop doing that. It's going to drive away a lot of people because it drives up the costs.
And my daughter pulled up there last week, and they did not have the best attitude because they said, you can't come in and order or something. And she had her two-year-old in her arms. They said,
really?
You have to go back to your car. You have to order online, and then you have to pull up. You can't do it this normal way because we don't have enough employees. And that is, you know, a real concern today. I saw on the news 54% of all businesses are lacking the right amount of employees.
Well, now you know why. I mean, they're saying it's just due to the pandemic, but there are a lot of other reasons that people are not going back to work.
Why?
Well, I don't know if I need to say it on the air. We'll talk off the air, and then we'll decide if we want to say it on the air. But I'm having a lot of my business owner patients telling me the same thing, and they're having difficulty running their businesses because they cannot find workers.
Yeah. Well, I've got a little list here we're going to talk about in the third and fourth segment. I want to talk about this new bug spray that we have because spring is out. About a little bit about the vaccine.
Like a repellent?
Yes. And a little bit about the vaccine. Of course, you know, any opinions on vaccines is our personal ones, not that of the station or of the hospital. About the nosebleeds that I've been hearing about. I don't know about if you've been hearing much about that just off the
cuff. For the most part, no. Most people are going through the vaccines without any problem.
Okay,
most,
good.
Not all.
Yeah. I'm a huge fan of grounding. Again, I've got a couple comments on how we can ground in order to be healthier. And
just be careful with that. I went out grounding the other day. We went for a little evening walk just to see all the people. Turned into a few miles, and I went out barefooted. So that, ooh. Yeah. So the gravel was not kind to me. But now when I got to the grass, felt so good. Nice, mm-hmm. warm spring day. So people need to get out and do it and go to the beach and do the same thing.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we did do a training, several of us, actually last weekend, when I wasn't here too, we were doing a training on mold by this company called Cellcore. And I've been so impressed in the fact that I think we have a lot more mold issues going on in this city and a lot of cities than we are aware of. And it really it causes dysfunctional human systems as far as immune and moods and thinking. So I may certainly talk a little bit about the mold issue.
Yeah, and be careful with all the moisture inside your house as well, and mm-hmm. those are just breeding grounds.
They are, and so is your body, because mold loves 98 degree temperatures and darkness and moisture, and that's pretty
medically
much what,
they are bad.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, some are deadly.
Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking about strokes with Dr. Shaw from Memorial. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you. ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
Are you a fitness fanatic into living a healthy lifestyle, or you just need the extra motivation to turn your health around? Well, I've got exactly what you need. Join us at the 2021 Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute at the Embassy Suites by Hilton on Saturday, June the 5th. We'll have bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will go on stage in competition showcasing the best physiques in Chattanooga. A lot more information is coming soon, but in the meantime, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And we have another very interesting guest today. Even before I announce it, I want to say that, you know, I've been hearing health stories for over 42 years. I began my business in 1979. We're fortunate to have almost 250 to 300 people daily who walk into Nutrition World for the benefit. They're trying to encompass the, you know, different ideas to help maintain health in life. And many of these people have shared a lot of their deep health stories with me and their concerns. But, you know, I think we all agree that maybe cancer is the most feared thing. But I'll tell you, strokes is number two from the people I hear anyway. And today we've got a great professional physician, Dr. Shaw from CHI Memorial, stroke director. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Dr. Shaw.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
And so I know that May is National Stroke Awareness Month, and I don't know, but the numbers are pretty staggering about how many people still have strokes, isn't it? Tell us a little bit more.
Yes, you're right. May is a Stroke Awareness Month, and it's the first May, so thank you for having me on the first day of the May to talk about the stroke. So yes, you are right. It's very staggering numbers. So it's usually around in the United States around 800,000 strokes happen per year. It's the fifth leading cause of death in the United States and number one leading cause of disability in the world. And if you think in terms of day-to-day life, like every 40 seconds, you can just count 40 and someone in the United States has a stroke every 40 seconds. Things make it worse even that every 4 minutes approximately or every 3 minutes or 33 seconds, someone dies from stroke. So that's why it's so important to talk about stroke and how we can prevent it and what are the treatment options available for the stroke.
And those are staggering numbers, Dr. Shaw. For our listeners, can you explain just a good definition of what a stroke is?
So in a broad aspect, there are two types of stroke. It's one we call the ischemic stroke, which is due to lack of blood flow, and one is due to hemorrhagic stroke due to rupture of the blood vessel. So the ischemic stroke is because of the abrupt disruption of the blood vessel flow to the brain, resulting in loss of brain function. That usually happens very fast, like within seconds to minutes, a person has some neurological deficit, and some people get acutely worse. Very rarely it comes on very gradually, but most of the time it's very acutely. If 1 second you are doing fine and the next moment you are very weak on one side of your body or have some neurological problem that we can talk later, what can be the symptoms? The hemorrhagic stroke is due to the rupture of the blood vessels in the brain. It could be from many reasons. And that's another type of the stroke also. Majority of the stroke, like around 80 to 85% are ischemic stroke due to blockage of the blood flow. And another 15 to 20% are hemorrhagic stroke.
If someone were thinking they're having a stroke, what do you recommend they do?
First of all, it's very important to recognize the signs and symptoms of the stroke for the community, for the family members. If someone is having stroke, first of all, to recognize. How do you recognize the stroke symptoms? We usually kind of tell the community to remember, be fast. It was in the past, it was just fast. Now we also include we call the be fast mnemonics. It's for B for balance. If you have sudden loss of balance or sudden loss of coordination, E for eyes, that if you have sudden loss of vision in one eye or you have a blurry vision or you lose peripheral vision, then F is for face, that if you have any drooping of the face on one side. A for arm, if you have any arm weakness or leg weakness, especially on the one side of the body. And S for speech, if person has trouble speaking, trouble understanding, trouble reading. Those are the symptoms of the stroke, and if you recognize those symptoms, then time is the essence. That every minute someone is having a stroke, that every minute passed by, they lose 2 million brain cells. They lose 2 million neurons. That is such an important number to remember because every minute counts. If you come to the hospital early, we can save neurons by every minute. If you someone in your family or someone in the community having a stroke, the best thing to do, call 911 immediately, go to the nearest stroke center and be seen by a neurologist and the ER emergency room provider right away. Do not wait for the symptoms to get better or improve. Even if it gets better, it's still very important to come to the hospital right away, because in that situation, if the symptoms resolve or improve, then it's a condition called TIA, is a transient ischemic attack, which is a brief stroke that clot could have been for a brief period of time in the brain and could have dissolved on its own. But it's still as urgent as someone is having a stroke. So even if the symptom resolved or getting better, it's very important to call 911 and come to the hospital to get evaluated.
Very good information. Now, what about the, I won't say older recommendations, but I guess probably so. People just, when they think this is going on, the ambulance may be on the way, may not. Should they take an aspirin?
So again, as I said, there are two types of stroke, right? It's one is called ischemic stroke and hemorrhagic stroke. So the hemorrhagic stroke is you're having a bleeding in the brain. In that situation, aspirin is not recommended. So I think it's not recommended to you take aspirin. It's not like a heart attack that you take aspirin because of the lack of the blood flow in the heart. In the stroke, it could be two different mechanisms. Could be a ischemic stroke, could be a hemorrhagic stroke. So again, the best thing is that you wait for the ambulance and bring the person to the hospital right away, and would not recommend it to take aspirin because we don't know yet that until we do the CT scan, when by the time they come to the hospital, we don't know that it could be a ischemic stroke or hemorrhagic stroke.
Very good information. And I know a lot of people who have, especially if they've dealt with their parents or themselves with the TIAs, it's obvious, you said, the amount of brain neurons that are dying when you have this. And the TIA, we know that, you know, senior citizens who seem to have more multiple attacks of TIAs, they get slower mentally. It just seems the clarity of thought is decreased. So it's very obvious that the brain cells are being affected terribly. What is the number one risk factor for people who are having strokes?
Yes, thank you for asking that question. So it's important to talk about risk factor, right? Like, because the studies and science has shown that 80% of the first stroke can be preventable. If you take care of the risk factors, you can prevent the first stroke even happening. So there are some risk factors which you can control, you can modify, and there are some risk factors which, of course, it's out of your hand. The number one risk factor for the stroke is high blood pressure. So if your blood pressure, if you, and that can start at as early as age 20, in 30s or 40s. So it's very important to check your blood pressure with the primary care doctor or home. And if the blood pressure guideline is that if your blood pressure is above 130 over 80, then there is, you have to keep watching your blood pressure and check with your primary care doctor. But that's the number one risk factor, the uncontrolled blood pressure. Then other risk factors are, of course, number two very important risk factor is smoking. Smoking and blood pressure are like top two causes for the risk factor for the stroke. Then other risk factors that you have is kind of high cholesterol, diabetes, if you have obesity, if you have sleep apnea, those are the risk factors also. And once you get older, like after age 60, 65, then you have some cardiac condition called atrial fibrillation. If your heart is not pumping enough blood out, the pump, those are also some other risk factors for the stroke. There are some genetic condition can also make your blood thick, and that can also increase the risk of the stroke, which is kind of non-modifiable risk factors because you don't have control if it's a genetic condition. So those are some of the important risk factors to keep in mind. And as I said, this can be controlled, and 80% of the stroke can be preventable. So the important thing to keep in mind is basically to control all these risk factors, like control the high blood pressure, do not smoke, consume less sodium, exercise at least 150 minutes a week. That's been the standard by American Heart Association. You lower the cholesterol and treat, if you're underlying sleep apnea, then get treated for sleep apnea. So those are the things you can do. Eat healthy to prevent even a first stroke.
That's such good information. I know a lot of people know about stroke, but many don't know all of these details. And again, because, you know, I'm from the kind of holistic world all my entire life, which is a little, you know, we take different viewpoints somewhat, but it's obvious that there's so many points we can agree on, one of which is when a stroke happens, it didn't just happen. It has been building for probably a decade or two, at least. I'm sure you would agree with that, based on lifestyle. So every single disease I think we talk about that's chronic or acute has some connection to what you did last year, last decade. And we just, you know, men are terrible about not changing themselves until the first health crisis occurs. I think women are far better than men are, and I just hope that the with COVID and all the concerns that finally sunk into people that, hey, if I'm obese, I actually am at risk for dying. And I've seen a lot of people embrace a healthier lifestyle, taking the right omega-3s and nutrients, eating better, exercising, all of those things. So I'm just, you know, all this keeps coming around in one big circle. And I know this show and other places are educating people that what you do each week, each month, is what's going to produce your future. Well, tell people who are listening, Dr. Shaw, if they want more information or they want to actually have someone, a professional like yourself, how would they contact you?
Basically, so we have a stroke, CHA Memorial is the primary stroke center and working towards the comprehensive stroke center. But if someone needs like a help in the community, which if they have a question or they want to be seen by a stroke expert, we there's also stroke clinics that are available, which they can contact the CHA Memorial Stroke Clinic, which we see which over there patients seen by stroke experts. And I think I can give you the number for that clinic if that's helpful.
Yes, do that. Yes.
Let me get that number.
And also, I want someday, if you're ever by Nutrition World, please come in. And if you have any information cards or any flyers that you could drop off, people who listen here also many times come to Nutrition World and they could pick it up there.
Yeah, definitely. We'll definitely do that. Sorry.
No, that's all right. And was there a website that you're familiar with, or would they just Google it?
No, there is a website. So the website is CHI Memorial, CHI Memorial Medical Group, mm-hmm. .com. And under that, you just search for neurology. And the phone number for the clinic is 423-206-4140.
Perfect, perfect. You have probably saved the life of several people by listening when they do on this show. So thank you, Dr. Shaw, for taking your time this morning to join us at Vital Health Radio. And do please come by Nutrition World when you're out on Lee Highway. And it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking about many more topics that I've got on my to-do list, some hopefully interesting personal ones. We've got that plus more to come. For my buddy Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Are you a fitness fanatic into living a healthy lifestyle, or you just need the extra motivation to turn your health around? Well, I've got exactly what you need. Join us at the 2021 Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute at the Embassy Suites by Hilton on Saturday, June the 5th. We'll have bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will go on stage in competition showcasing the best physiques in Chattanooga. A lot more information is coming soon, but in the meantime, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio on demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio download. You'll find all of our past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your convenience. A production of the Whitfield Media Group. It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air.
423-899-1500 or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500 or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And I do want to say I've been doing a lot of Zoom and Skype interviews on different cities. I have a publicist in New York. Her name is Amy Summers, fantastic. And she just basically puts the word out that, you know, there's this kind of, she won't say crazy guy in Chattanooga, but a person who is a little different, me, and that he has an interesting conversation about certain topics, one of which is I don't know if you know this, Dr. Green, you probably do. I think 3 or 4 days ago was National Superhero Day. Okay, it was. And what she did was, it was interesting. She presented me as far as a 63-year-old kind of superhero, just because I can exercise and do things that normally most people can't. So I go on this big TV show that probably had at least 500,000 people viewing. It's in Sacramento, California. And it was, I'm not saying this by any means to brag, but what we did is I only had a 4-minute segment. They talked to me about, okay, what is it that you think it takes to be an individual superhero? Well, it's all about diet, lifestyle, discipline, workouts, mental attitudes. You know, it's the things that people would know what to do, but I did give some specifics. And at the end of it, there was 3 people there at this TV station, and I had a short sleeve shirt on, and the guy, and this is live TV, so I've got to roll with it. So this guy on there, the interviewer said, I got to ask you a question, Edward. Do you even own long sleeve shirts? Because if I had arms as big as yours, I would never have a long sleeve shirt. And I was like embarrassed. And then he said, why don't you do a pose for us? So on big time TV, I had to pose like a bodybuilder because, I mean, I had no choice. He asked me. And so it's not out yet, but the recording, it played live. But when it does, I'm going to have to post it because it's going to be silly, silly, silly.
And all the women are already setting their DVRs to tape it.
VFRs, because they're all going to be 90. They still have VFR, the old-fashioned stuff.
Are you going to be posing at the Chattanooga Expo that's coming up on June 5th?
You know, all those guys keep saying, why don't you get in the over 60, the fitness? And I cannot commit to that because I just have, sometimes I have some downs with my hip, as you know. And if it hurts me, I'm not able to really do what I want to do temporarily. Right now, I'm having a great day, but I'm not going to commit. I'm not also going to say I'm not going to do it. It's going to be on a whim, on a whim.
Interesting, but you'll be there?
I should be there. I am working out extremely hard upper body wise, but I always do, like you do. I mean, we don't go in there and do half workouts.
We're not there just to socialize, are we?
No. And I do want to talk again about sleep, because you know I have this ring, the Oura ring, spelled O-U-R-A. And I really, really am super thrilled with this information, that it is helping me to tweak the levels of decisions that help me to get more healthy deep sleep. What I've learned from this ring is, what happens is every morning I connect it to my phone and it breaks down the level of pulse rate, heart rate variability, temperature, and the REM sleep, the deep sleep, the light sleep, the toss and turn, and the wakefulness. Now, a Fitbit will never do what this does. This has been tested to be about 96% as accurate as medical equipment, and I have been very, very thrilled. The one single take-home message at this point that has shown me some issues that I need to work on is wind down time. That's what I call it. And if I get home too late, or I stay too mentally busy and then expect to crawl in bed, what happens is my pulse rate doesn't get back down to what Aura thinks and I think is my most restful pulse rate, which is 53. It takes about 4 hours. So I don't really get good sleep until I have wound down past midnight. Well, that's not good. So I have worked diligently to time my day and evening so that I can be home 45 minutes to an hour earlier than running errands or doing something else. And it has made a significant difference. I also am looking at the supplements I take for sleep. Are they working or are they not working? Because you can't really intellectually judge sleep because you get out of your intellectual mind because you're sleeping. So this is the kind of information I think is life-changing. OURA.com, I think, is the website. Love it, love it. And we know that with spring and summer here, we're going to have a ton of bugs. I don't know. Do mosquitoes like you?
They love me. I wonder what they eat when I'm not around.
I'm just kind of middle of the road. They like me, but they don't love me. But I'm like everyone else. I hate getting bit by those things. And, you know, I know that if you get bit too many times, you actually don't feel well, do you? I mean, it's almost like the body reacts to it.
I have noticed that before. So, yeah, just being out by the pool or going for a long walk, I can get 20 bites easily in a short time.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. These evening walks we've been taking, yes, they're feasting on me. That's their dinner time.
Well, I'm not a big fan of DEET, D-E-E-T, that's in the commercial bug repellents. Again, it's about risk against benefit. Yes, if I were going to be out all day long camping in the woods, I don't want to get, you know, infections from those creatures, or certainly ticks either. So I would do some of that, but generally, Nutrition World's going to be offering a really new bug repellent made by a company called Pranarom, and we've talked to the lady from Pranarom, and it's their essential oils are a prescription in France, and so we're going to be having this month a huge selection of this new Pranarom bug repellent, and I think for children, because DEET is a neurological toxin at high amounts.
And I wish I could remember which one. I've got two at my house from you, and I can't recall the names of the products now, but they work.
They work.
And they're not as smelly as some of the other ones.
Not as, but they are somewhat smelly. But Pranarom, I've not tried it yet, but I love that company just so much.
Well, as good as Pranarom is, I've given a lot of Pranarom essential oils as gifts as well, because they're so high quality. But I wonder if it's going to smell. Have you smelled it?
No, nope, not
new
yet.
One? Maybe it'll even smell good. We'll come out smelling like rosemary or something. Who knows?
Well, saying that, one thing I have used for sleep, which I talk about, you know, it's easy sometimes, at least for me, to talk about things and sometimes not do them. But I brought a bottle of Pranarom lavender oil, set it next to my bed. So when I wake up the first time, I mean, I'm a huge fan of using GABA, G-A-B-A, when I wake up to calm the brain back down. But I started putting the lavender on my wrist, and it seems to really help me get back to sleep. Now, many essential oils are not quality. That's one reason they don't work. But I love the lavender put on my wrist, and if you put it on the bottom of your feet. And those are the best ways to get it in the bloodstream quickly, and I just am a huge fan of these because, of course, they're very, 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 very safe. I don't know. Did you see on my Facebook where I flew some of the crew members at Nutrition World?
I did. Now, that was a nice post. I saw that and your Stearman cranking.
Yeah, the Stearman was 1942 World War II biplane, and I haven't flown it in a long time, but I went up couple days ago and started it. It's like music to my
ears.
That
engine has a unique sound. Radial, is it?
Yes, it is. Radial. It holds about, I'm going by memory, about 5 gallons of oil, not quarts. 5 gallons of oil.
Wow. That's crazy. But yes, and your employees out in your other plane looked like they were having a fantastic time.
They were. Ashley, Scott, Nilly, myself, it was bumpy for some reason. One of the reason was it was getting warmer, and then the air flies up and hits the bottom of the wing. But we had a great time, got to meet a Navy pilot who was doing a training, the student pilots, in the super fast, I think they're T-45s or something.
Are those trainers?
Yeah, the trainers.
Oh, yeah.
And they go Mach 2 or 3, and the guy that was the instructor gave me a coin that mainly only pilots have in the Navy, and because I told him about the Stearman and how I flew. Well, the Stearman was the plane used to train World War II pilots. Well, this plane, the T-45, if that's what it is the same category. They're using this plane to train the people who would be in the war. So it's a little similarity there, but it was such an inspiring moment to meet him and just to see the passion in their eyes for what they do, and they love aviation, and of course I do too.
I feel just let you go up there and go Mach 2 with your hair on fire.
Oh, you know, they wouldn't have to ask me twice. I'd be up there. I would go.
I'm surprised you didn't ask.
Yeah, I knew better. We did do blood testing this past week. We do it every Tuesday. I mean, every last Friday of the month and every Tuesday. And the one on the last Friday, we were steady busy. I love the fact people are empowering themselves with more information. And many of these people, like, they will get their blood work. And then if they have super concerns, you know what? They're going to go to you, or they're going to go to someone they trust in order to help them move to a better place with education. So and many of these people would not have gone to you or one of your professionals if they had not done their own blood work. They just kind of don't do anything. So I encourage people to step up and be more proactive on their own health.
Well, you know, and that's one good thing out of the pandemic. People are more aware of their health risks, and they realize, wow, you know, obesity is a problem, their history of diabetes, high blood pressure, whatever. You know, they're looking at those things and thinking, what can I do? And they're more aware of their own health, their mm-hmm. level of health or lack thereof. And I'm having so many new patients coming in saying that's their goal. They're actually wanting to get back in shape, get healthy. Mm-hmm. But it's a, you know, I haven't done a study, but it's a clear increase in the, well, let's just say good intentions of people that are coming in, because, you know, it's not January. Most of them go to the gym, not the doctor, mm-hmm. But they're coming in to see me, trying to get, you know, checkups and getting better health. And I've noticed the gym is a lot more crowded, speaking of that. And it's a wide variety from teenagers to people our age.
Absolutely. And in fact, Gold's Gym is probably has twice as many people now than I have ever seen. And I will say that Gold's on Lee Highway, where I work out, they got changed a lot of equipment in there. And I'm really pleased with the setup that they now have. I mean, it's packed.
Do you have to wear a mask at Gold's?
No, you had to wear one going in until the 28th, and then they
stopped that. I'm wondering if Planet Fitness, if anybody knows, they can just message us, but I'm wondering if they're still doing that. So a shout out to The Rock. They have in Fort Oglethorpe, that's the one I go to, and they have done great throughout the pandemic. Good job.
Well, I know, again, going back to that original conversation of some of the harshness that comes with people's attitudes with mask wearers, non-mask wearers, and things. Well, I saw on a post that there's a new word that came out. It's called homosapienophobia. Homosapienophobia. And what it is, and it's, I mean, it resonates with
fear
me.
Fear of humans?
The what?
Fear of humans?
You're not far from that. That's a really good guess. The definition is, it's the idea that everyone is dangerous until proven healthy. That is what's gotten into some people's head, the idea that everyone is dangerous until proven healthy. So it fits into the, did you have a vaccine? Do you have your mask on? Do you have symptoms? So we kind of came up with this new attitude of, I'm not going to be around you until you prove to me that you're healthy. And that's kind of
kind of like guilty until proven innocent.
Exactly. So I thought that was an interesting word.
Interesting word, but a horrible point of view.
Yes. And I know on the Free Press last Sunday, they talked about on the headlines that the overdose deaths were up 50% in 2020. Of course, I mean, we all can come up with our own conclusions as to why that is. Again, I just so wish that there were sometimes more places people could access to help themselves. And of course, when you're in the midst of a lockdown, you can't even find a bathroom to go to, a public one, much less find experts who want to help you, because they're in the mode of kind of panic themselves.
Yeah, and there was just such widespread isolation, probably worldwide, but we kept seeing such high levels of anxiety and depression in people, and especially for men. Men are mm-hmm. typically loners anyway. If you try to get a man to tell you his five closest friends, I mean, most men have trouble doing that. Mm-hmm. And the women will start naming five and then go to 10 and then 15, and they're still trying, you know, naming names. So they have better support, like you said earlier. Mm-hmm. They're much smarter when it comes to looking after their own health, but that goes for mental health and surrounding mm-hmm. themselves with friends. And we as men can learn something from that, since we're more loners. And we need to appreciate, you know, family and friends. These things are precious. Life in general, just being able to go out to eat with friends or without friends, whatever you're doing. I think people have, I know you and I do, but more appreciation for life.
Heavily more appreciative of every single simple part of life. I never thought it would be taken away from us, the fact that I could go out to sit down and eat. And I'm a bachelor. I don't really fix foods, and I really wind down at my supper time. I'll never live long enough to forget the very first meal that my daughter and I ate at with the very first restaurant that opened after lockdown, which was Champy's. I, of course, eat healthy foods. I did eat moderately healthy there. I didn't care. I just wanted to go to someplace. And those people were brave to open up in the midst of the controversy. And look at them now. They're rocking and rolling.
Yeah, Champions did a good job. And this time last year, both Renaissance, well, all the parks, really, Renaissance, Coolidge, were, you know, locked off.
Yeah.
Some of the most isolated places you can go. You could be away from everybody. Totally closed off with guards watching it.
Guards.
So yeah, I'm much more appreciative now just to go for a walk. So, yeah, enjoy life. Still, people can make their own decisions on how to be safe, and there's nothing wrong if they want to wear a mask and be socially distanced. Nothing wrong with that at all, but just don't live in fear. That we say that every week. Don't let the fear rule you.
Live in common sense first.
And prudence.
There you go. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Ugh, I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
I'm Sean Whitfield. Join me, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download. It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding. You can expect some great guests and a lot of fascinating stories. Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location. Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
And the spiritual moment is brought to you once again by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com, or just download their app for Android or iPhone. Today we are considering our search for strength as well as peace as we face the challenges of life. Winston Churchill, who most certainly stepped boldly into the challenges in his life, once said, "Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts." Looking for courage to continue in hard times is common to the human condition. So we are not alone in this. Let's look at a couple of verses that apply. First, Psalm chapter 61, verse 2. "From the ends of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I." And Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28. "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom." Well, Saul was Israel's first king, and when he learned about God's plan for his life, he realized the calling was way too big for him. He would have to deal with multiple enemies prowling their borders and manage Israel's scheming and jealous tribes and meet the incredibly high expectations of the people for their nation's first king. So when the hour came for Saul's coronation, no one could find him. They looked for a while and finally found him hiding among some baggage. Saul had considered the job description, sized up his own character and skills, and decided he was simply not up to the task. What he failed to realize is that when we find ourselves at the end of our own wisdom, courage, and strength, we have to surrender all of our inadequacies to God, allowing him to work in us and through us. When we do that, we experience a peace that enables us to crawl out of a life of fear and into a life of purpose. We are not called to a timid life, lived in fear and realization of our own shortcomings. We are called to live life fiercely through a strength and drive born of our faith in a God who provides all that which we could not. Let's close with a word from Jesus. John chapter 16, verse 33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you as always, my friend. I love the quote that crawl out of a life of fear. And, you know, sometimes if I'm so trapped in a big box of fear, I actually don't realize how heavy it is until I can step out partially up from it. But it does take some effort, some work.
And fear is paralyzing. I mean, it goes along with what we were talking about, the high number of people that don't want to get back out and experience life. It is a paralyzing emotion.
And it also is a self-propelling one that just keeps itself going. I want to say real quick, my podcast called TheHolisticNavigator.com, I really, really am happy to say that the one I did on how to be your own superhero was just posted 2 days ago, and it wasn't an interview. It was just me speaking, which has been a while since I've done that. But I thought I put together details quite well of the steps to take. There's five that will help us to achieve our best potential, not superhero regarding the whole world, but a superhero regarding the person you look at in the mirror. And I, you know, often people about 40 to 45 years old, just they again get paralyzed with their decisions, their health, their passion for life, and the music within them starts just dying out. And this is part of becoming your own superhero again. So I encourage you, if you need motivation, listen to my podcast. I actually spoke about who's the fella that was in the war, Lewis Kent Mottrell, the one that they made the Lone Survivor movie. And I used an analogy in there that I'm kind of proud of, actually, that saved his life, that I will encourage you to listen to on TheHolisticNavigator.com, the five steps to becoming your own superhero. And, you know, I heard many, many years ago that true nobility is not being better than anyone else. It's just being better than what you used to be. And if you can do 3 push-ups and next month you can do 4, you have just won your personal award. I really believe that's all that counts. I'm not ever trying to do it against anyone else anymore. And there'll be a day where I can't keep improving on that. But you know what? I can keep improving on something in life. It may be just caring and compassion for other human beings. But journeying forward into a positive world of compassion, health, work, whatever, I just think that it needs to stay on the forefront of our minds, or at least mine.
I agree. People are going to need a lot of courage and strength coming up in the days to come. I think they will. Yep. And what is that old quote? Something like, courage is not the absence of fear, but it's acting despite your fear.
Oh, yes. No doubt. And also, I remember my dad long ago, he would say that hard times, and this is a quote he had read, not didn't make up, something to the effect hard times don't always just make the man, but it reveals the man. Of course, that's back in the quoting days when they used men.
Sounds like something like Churchill would have said.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, we've seen that through COVID, the people who were able to stiffen their backbone and step up in the face of some of the darkest times we've ever experienced, but yet keep journeying forward and doing the next thing. Sometimes in life, all we can do is the next thing. Well, guess what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, I'm Ed Jones, Nutrition World on Lee Highway. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.